Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, 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 every day I'm
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just the
body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him, actually, he was crying in there.
What up? What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to your Wednesday episode of Border Wars. This week's been a busy week for Border Wars. Don't know how long this show will be, but, you know, we are here to discuss our new poll. CYP did answer the call out of OC, the boss from Wisconsin. He is a Wisconsin amateur fighter in the Masters bracket, and CYP said he would answer that call out if the public demanded it. Well, we did do the poll like CYP asked, and 54% of the public voted for CYP to fight OC the boss. We'll see if that fight manifests. We are here to tell you that we do need more fighters. We do want to have at least 20 fights on card. So if you haven't already gotten your USA Boxing book and you want to participate, best thing to do is get a hold of either me or Adrian and join us so that you can be a part of Border Wars and, get in the ring and swing like everybody else. But we're also asking, where's Supermax, man? We haven't heard from Supermax in quite some time. We don't know what's going on with him and his potential fight. Is it happening? Is it not happening? We don't know. We also have Jonathan Sims, who is looking to get in the ring and swing, looking for an opponent. No word from Days after Jonathan submitted that footage. Also, we got Big Bay Quinn. Spoke to him today, and he got his physical approved by USA Boxing. So Big Bay Quinn, the southpaw, 160, 168-pounder, He was looking for a fight, and, you know, he's ready. He's ready in terms of amateur book now and things of that nature. So if anybody wants to take on that southpaw, you know, the opportunity is now. Don't forget, on the card already, we do have main event Tip taking on the Emperor King. Emperor King did, send us his Instagram, and, he is there. He's training, waiting for Tip Bellis and fight day on September 14th. Also, we have Anthony Forbes versus Nathan Oleason. And obviously, we did our Unguarded episode with Nathan. If you want to check that out so you can get to know a little bit more about Nathan, you can do so. Also, the episode is out for Alex Vega. We also did one with Alex Vega as well. So if you're interested, those are on our podcast, wherever podcasts can be found. Also right here on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We are open to take phone calls here on Discord. We have that wide open. And I should be getting Adrian, who is partnered up with us to help throw this event out in his city, Wisconsin. And, we're also taking callers, man. Any Border Wars questions in the chat, I'm open to answering. If not, we got a quick one, man. We got Pistol P, DTX says, sucks. CYP versus G-Von not happening. Was looking forward to watching that scrap. So was I, bro. The buildup was fire. Agree with that totally. 702 Boxing, what it do? What it do? All right, what we got? Did Tip Bellis pay his fees? Yeah, Tip is all good. We just waiting on more fighters, bro. We need more fighters now, man. We want to have 20 fights. It would be better to have 20 fights from within the community than only 5 fights from within the community. And then the rest of the fights are, you know, fights that we put together locally from Wisconsin. So, man, I don't know. I hope, you know, we can get some more fights. You know, we certainly need 168 to 160 pounder for Big Bay Quinn. So, yeah, anyone interested, definitely, you know, contact us. Looks like we got Alex De La Vega in the chat, and he's asking prelims. Tip did his physical. I think Tip already has the USA Boxing book, but, you know, we could check in with Tip on that matter. Do you have your book? So that's that, Alex. Putting all this pressure on Tip, man. What's up with you, man? How are you doing today, buddy? Everything good? You know? Is everything good with Alex? And again, phone lines are open on Discord. We do need that participation. You know, we were just putting out the poll results, 54%. We had 500 votes, 54% wants to see CYP and OC the boss. So if you're into that, so are we. And all we need now is... Yeah, man. All we need now is for both men to truly accept. I mean, I know that, you know, OC wants to do it. He wants to fight anybody that wants to fight him. CYP wants to fight anybody that wants to fight him. But, you know, CYP obviously wants to fight someone that the public is going to be, you know, cool with. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out. No callers so far. And it looks like Zorro is saying CYP will need to get his master's book in order to face OC the Boss from Wisconsin. Still waiting on Adrian. And anybody that wants to call in. Want to talk about any of the upcoming fights. We last stopped up talking about Anthony Forbes and Nathan Olsen. We also have James Benitez, the Battle of the Puerto Ricans. James Benitez, heavyweight division. Rocky Rodriguez, heavyweight division. One from Atlanta, one from Florida. These two will be doing battle September 14th. And, you know, both of these guys are fan favorites, right? They both, you know, cool with the back call guys. They both, you know, are, you know, been supporters of the show. So, you know, this is a tough one for the community. But, you know, hopefully this is ends up being a great fight. I know James is putting in that work. Rocky says he's doing the same. So, you know, this should end up being a good scrap. Looks like Adrian is now ready. Okay, so they send no audio on Discord. Let me go ahead and address that. And if you're watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. It's going to help with the visibility of the show, letting other potential Border Wars participants know that we're alive. Let's see here. I sent the link to Adrian, so we're going to go with Jivon. What's up?
Going on, Ness. You able to hear me?
Perfect.
You already know, because I'm heading up to the mountains, man, heading home and shit, so audio might be choppy for a second, but I'll be right back. Look, hey, yeah, look, shout out to everybody in Border Wars. You know, we got Julian fighting and shit. Well, shout out to everybody fighting, though. We got, who do we got? We got James Benitez. We got Rocky, right? Is Rocky still fighting? We got Rocky. Yeah. Vega, Battle of the Vegas. Yeah, I definitely got all my money on Alex Vega. I don't know. This Chris Vega dude, he was in the ring with a sauna suit. That shit was not no weighted vest. This dude trying to cut weight in a crazy way. He might pass out before he gets to the ring. Look, man, outside of that, who else we got? We got Tip. Shout out to Tip. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what happens with CYP. I mean, you got the poll results, right? And let's see how that goes. Look, outside of that, we got Julian, right? Julian, he's the guy taking over my fee money. And man, he's a great fighter, man. I see a lot of things in his technique that I like. I sent you a new video. It's nothing really major, but it's like 30 seconds or something. Julian's in the gym 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I mean? A lot of people were saying that he wasn't gonna get it together in time or whatever the case might be, but Julian is dedicated, man. Shout out to him. He's supposed to be fighting on that dude who called in telekinesis. Remember Elijah, that he said that he can't get any sparring footage or whatnot. So I don't know how that works, Ness. Like if he is completely excluded.
What weight is Julian?
Huh?
What weight is Julian?
Currently he is around 195. Around 190, around there.
And he's trying to fight at what weight class?
He's agreed with Elijah upon, I think it was 187, something like that. I would have to look at it on the Conquer app, but they got matched up and everything. But that was the guy that told you he can't get no sparring footage. So I don't know if he's completely excluded. You know, Julian, he's unable to call in right now, but you know, he was just saying like, hey, let Ness know.
Yeah,
he ain't worried about no sparring footage.
I already spoke to Julian, and I told him, yeah, but it's not about Julian and his worry. It's more about my worry and my show not being a mockery. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you guys are putting your faith in someone that calls himself the boxing troll. I don't trust him. He didn't pay he didn't pay anything, right? Like, isn't it you that paid for him, or you're paying for Julian?
No. I'm paying for Julian. The boxing troll dude, I don't know. He showed a screenshot. I don't know how legit that is, but he showed a screenshot that supposedly he sent you some money. So I don't know how legit that is.
I don't know. Send me the screenshot so I could look for the handle, the name of the Cash App. But again, you know, I don't trust anyone that calls himself the boxing troll, says they're so great. That they can't get sparring, that everyone, like, come on, bro. He sounds like a fucking a script out of a wrestling scene.
Hey, you should hear him on the back call, man. This dude, he knows no other way how to talk except like Muhammad Ali. Like, it's crazy. I don't know, man. Shout out to him. We'll see what happens with that. Hopefully he's serious. If not, I mean, look, we'll see what we can do with Julian, because he's definitely serious. He's dedicated. He's in the gym. He's putting in that work. And yeah, man. And shout out to Snack. You know what I mean? It is what it is. We're going in into September ready. And, yeah, man, look, I sent you the clip. And outside of that, I mean, I guess we'll just see how it plays out, man. Shout out to everybody who's participating in Border Wars. And, yeah, that's all I got for now,
man. Ask Julian, can he get down to 168, maybe 175, and we might have a southpaw for him. This guy right here is not providing any footage, you know. We can't be wasting our time with things like that. But, Adrian, what is up?
What's going on, brother? You know, I'm just making my way to the other gym. You're the one I got a banner for from you. You know, getting ready to teach class soon. Actually, just came from Jerome doing some sparring, former Border Wars fighter, for his fight next weekend at Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee. So, you know, just grinding out here. Waiting for all these guys to drop their footage and see how Border Wars is going to shake out. I heard that we finally put a poll up for CYP and OC, which is a big fight here, a very big fight. So I'm excited. Hopefully those two, I know OC will agree, but hopefully CYP can agree to that and they can get it in.
Yeah, I mean, he asked to put out a poll. That's what we did. We'll see, you know, what if he really accepts. And can you get it approved, right? Does he got to get a new book because he's not a master's?
I'd have to talk to Oscar about that, the OC about that. But to be honest with you, man, like I said, I'm pretty sure for this type of event, I can get the commission to approve that fight. I mean, OC is older. You know, CYP is a younger looking older guy. He's physically in good
shape. Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shape and looks like a guy who's going to pass his, you know, all his physical requirements to fight. So I'm not too worried about it as far as getting that fight pushed through, just because it is hard to find an open masters fighter. And, you know, CYP's, OC's fights are spread out. It's not like he fought one fight after another, you know. So at some point, you know, it's got to come down to, you know, just wanting to fight. I mean, CYP's looking to fight. OC's looking to fight. The ages are right. The weights are right. I mean, OC not training hard is around CYP's size, if not a little bit bigger. This makes it easier for OC not to have to cut down what? In the past, you know, I've seen him cut down 30, 40 pounds. He's a master at it. He makes it look easy. So for him to only have to cut 10, 15, 20 pounds, that's going to be comfortable for him. And, you know, OC Ben's sparring heavier guys, heavyweights, you know, young guys. You know, he's proven in the gym. I've seen it myself. You know, he's been one of my sparring partners. So I think it's a great matchup, given that, you know, CYP is going to be in the community. You know, everyone sees him as this super athlete, which he is. I'll give him credit for that. He's a super athlete. I don't know what kind of boxer he is. I've seen some of the footage, but, you know, remains to be seen if he can transfer being a super athlete into being a good boxer. And you got to get in the ring to show that. I mean, I've seen the point sparring video, and I mean, you know, that video is what it is. I mean, he got in there, he threw punches. You know, I don't perceive him to be as skilled as OC, obviously, but, you know, I think his athleticism should make up for some of what he doesn't naturally probably do well as a boxer.
For sure, man. So what's the update on your fighter, Nathan? Obviously, we just did our Unguarded with him. He's taking on Anthony Forbes. What's your prediction? Obviously, you've shared the ring with Forbes, and you're working with Nathan. You know, Nathan, he's young, 25, bro.
Nathan is a training monster. The dude trains 5-6 days a week, weights, cardio, condition. That dude's out there running hills. When I show up, we just strictly work on a lot of boxing stuff and conditioning stuff that has to do with boxing. And he's learning at a fast pace. Like, I'm not going to sit there and say he's going to be, you know, out here like Canelo or on no shit like that. But, I mean, to be honest with you, he's learning quickly. He's going to be a good fight. You know, I've sparred with both these guys. I think Nathan's going to do really well. I think it's going to come down to be honest with you, is Anthony training? I think that's the real question. How hard is Anthony training? I know Anthony. He's got supreme confidence. He puts in the work when he does, but, I mean, we just don't really have any footage backing up that he's working that hard. I kind of agree with you that, I mean, there's always time to come up with footage. I mean, you can be in the gym. I mean, he obviously, you know, I don't know if that was his cousin or who was that that he was sparring with, and if that was new, what, his cousin, his little brother?
Nah, he said that was actually in his weight class and stuff.
Well, no, I mean, you know, he looked like a young guy, though. I mean, yeah. I know he had a headgear on, but a little young guy, you know. So, obviously, he's got people that he's working with. I just, you know, from a coach's perspective, I mean, I get posting stuff and videos of things that you're working on, but to me, they're losing the essence of Border Wars. The essence of this is A, to show your opponent what you have so you can be evenly matched, right? I know everybody's always looking for an advantage and they want to, you know, not do that, but I mean, I can only speak for some of the people. I've done Border Wars before and with my buddies in Wisconsin, like Chino, OC, when he was trying to look for a fight, me, I mean, we never pulled no punches. We showed our footage, whether it was good, bad, or ugly, you know, and we got criticized and critiqued for things that we did wrong. I just don't understand why it seems like some of these guys aren't doing that. I mean, but from what I do see in those videos is I see the same Anthony that came to Wisconsin to train with me. I see a guy who's athletic. But, you know, I think he's got his flaws and, you know, I know both of them, so I don't mean to be like that, but, like, if he hasn't worked on some of those things that he's worked on, I mean, those things will get exposed in the ring. You know, with Nathan, we are working on a game plan. You know, I know Anthony says he's got several styles and we're not going to game plan him. He could switch to this, that, or the other thing, but, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, this is what I do all day, every day. I live boxing. I don't just talk about it. I live it. So, you know, I got fighters fighting in the pros. You know, we just had a girl win the Junior Olympics and get gold. We had a kid get the bronze. I mean, you know, so I really just hope that Anthony is putting in the effort. I mean, personally, me and Nathan don't really care that he doesn't want to show the footage and the stuff that he's working on. But I do believe that it doesn't make it an even playing field if we're showing tons of footage, and Ness, I've sent you a bunch of stuff. You've seen all the sparring, and you didn't show it all because, you know, Anthony didn't show all of his. But, I mean, from what you've seen, you know, he showed him sparring, you know, raw. Like, you know, I'm not going to say he looked good. I'm not going to say he looked bad because he didn't show all the footage. But, you know,
at least we know he was sparring somebody of quality because he was sparring with you, you know, where – the footage we got from Anthony isn't that. But look, I wasn't looking for that. I was looking more for a prediction, man, for your fighter. Like, is Anthony getting stopped? Is Anthony, you know, durable enough to last the decision?
I'm saying this. I think that it's going to be a referee stoppage. I don't think that Nate's going to knock him out. I think that the referee is going to look and decide that Anthony has had enough and can't keep up the pace. That's what I believe. I don't think that Anthony will have the stamina to keep up with the blitz that's coming his way.
All right,
so,
bro.
So, any
other fights you excited about that are made? I know you announced I know you said Nate's going to knock him out, but, I mean, you already announced an amateur fight. Did that happen? Is that signed, sealed, delivered?
So, yeah, we got a signed, sealed, delivered. Now, we had a fight with the Blancas, but there was a disagreement on a couple pounds. I think we all know how that goes in the boxing world. So Price Sparrow, who is a top national boxing athlete, is going to be fighting Tyree Sawyer from here in Milwaukee, who is also a top athlete. Now, Price has over 100-plus fights.
Wow.
Tyree has, I think, close to 30, but he's competed at the top national level. And I know this young man personally. He's a beast. He's a monster. This fight is going to be high level, high energy. It's definitely going to be a treat for Border Wars, right? Border Wars is usually just a community, us kind of, you know, coming out and coming off the couch and a little bit more novice, we're going to get a treat with, you know, high-level guys who are getting ranked in national events. So I'm really excited about it.
For sure, for sure. Anything else you got in the works for the card?
We're working on some stuff in the background. I know that you mentioned it before. We are going to have the after party at Carbon Steakhouse. We got ourselves a really nice private room, you guys, just for TBV. Really good food, nice classy place. Make sure you dress to impress. This isn't Buffalo Wild Wings. We got something real classy for what we're doing later for the after party for all of us to hang out right in downtown Milwaukee. So it's going to be a great time. I am in the background, obviously working on some really good local amateur fights. But one thing I do want to put out there, you guys, if I don't know your actual government name, please send it to me, because I don't know who you are in Conquer Club. If I don't know who you are in Conquer Club, it makes it really hard to actually match you up. You know, I know Tip Bayless is not Tip Bayless in real life. I know he's got a different name. So just if you guys could put in your regular names, that would be great. We're also looking we got a couple other fighters matched up too that are amateurs, local from our gyms out here. I got a kid named Fernando Camarena. He's lined up. His father is actually going to be one of the main sponsors of the event. So shout out to him at Camarena with Drywall. He's definitely putting the bag down to sponsor this TBV event. He's a great fighter, great up and coming, very exciting to watch. I mean, we've gone to St. Louis and had actual amateur coaches offer us money to come back and fight out of state because of how exciting his fights are. So I think we're really in for a treat as far as that. But otherwise, you know, that's kind of what I got in motion. Carbon Steakhouse. So make sure that you bring some good clothes, dress to impress. It is a nice place. So, you know, don't treat it like a
When you
like
say dress to impress, you might as well give out full details because, you know, people are going to be at the fights. They probably would have been in athletic wear. So you're saying people got to go home and wear nightwear?
Yes, I would suggest wear nightwear. I mean, here's the thing. I know all of you guys coming from other states, other cities. I mean, obviously.
So it's a restaurant? It's not a bar?
It's a restaurant and bar. Like, it's fine dining with the bar. It's very nice. I sent you pictures, Ness. I mean, this is, like, really nice. We're going to be our own private room at the upstairs of this place.
That's dope. Well, how many TVs in there?
I'll have to ask how many TVs. I know for sure there's one really big one, so I don't know if there's two. You guys, I mean, if you're going to come to the after party, the room officially holds about 25 to 30 people. I'm sure my buddy is the manager.
We need those RSVPs quickly.
Yes. So if you're going to come, like, you got to RSVP Nesh. I mean, this is limited space, limited room. This is going to be a great experience. You know, like I said, bring your A game. What I would say is more casual wear. Like, you know, if you come into the fights and you hanging out in your Adidas tracksuit, you know, some shorts and a beater, because I will tell you guys, the gym itself is not air conditioned and the doors are going to be open and you're coming in September. So you don't know what the weather is going to be. So I would dress shorts. I would dress for it to be a little bit warm. And I would definitely go to your prospective hotel afterwards and change into some nightwear, because all the clubs and everything, all the nightlife is within a mile of where we're going to be at. You're going to be right downtown once the fights are done. For those of y'all who like to go out to clubs and, you know, in the back call, I've been having people ask me about, you know, where the thickies are going to be at and this and that. If that's what you're into, brother, just make sure you dress to impress. You can leave right from the party. And, you know, go out to the type of nightclubs that you guys would like. I have a whole list of places that you guys can go to that are going to be pretty fly afterwards.
I got Trees in Toledo.
Yo.
Yo.
What up, though? What up? Hey, I just wanted to ask, is Adrian still on the phone? Is he still on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just had questions like with the celebs and what I'm wondering if y'all got people coming to the Border Wars. I know like at your appreciation night, like you had Alicia Bumgarner and a couple fighters there. Or like I know maybe Anthony Pettis and them. I know maybe you could be cool with the Pettis guys from Wisconsin. Maybe you could get them to come to the Border Wars. I know you was just linking up with Jermaine Ortiz Ness on the show and whatnot. Maybe he might decide to come to the Border Wars or something. I was just trying to see. Have y'all been looking into special guests or anything like that?
We're looking at trying to get the, we got one of the Blancas's a fight, one of the kid Blancas's. So Daniel Blancas's little brother, we're trying to get all them fights. So Daniel Blancas from David Benavidez's camp, we're hoping to have him come through. I do have some connections with the Pettises. I just haven't really reached out to talk to them. They're in the MMA world. I don't mess with the MMA thing. I'm strictly boxing, so that's not my thing. We're in talks with Steve USS Cunningham, who we did a Border Wars at in Pittsburgh. We're trying to get his kids a couple fights to see if he wants to come out and then join us afterwards. So we are in talks with a few people.
Okay, that's dope. That's dope. And then we get to see the young bucks too from the youth. I like that. The passing of the torch, the next generation. I like that. But I also want to say a shout out to Omari Jones, man. I don't know if I ever got to say it on here that USA Boxing, we are taking amateur boxing, so I figure this is perfect time to throw that out there. You got us a bronze medal for the USA, man. We needed that. But okay, now shout out TBV, man. And okay, hopefully we can get some celebrities in here. And the Midwest Mafia, we definitely will be in the building. I look forward to seeing everybody there. So yeah. Shout out TBV. Shout out Toledo, Ohio. Everybody be cool.
All right. Let me see here. Looks like that is it. So that is your Border Wars show. Remember, we are looking for a fighter for Big Bay Quinn at 160-168. CYP still needs an opponent just in case he doesn't take OC. If you're looking to fight, get with me over Adrian, man, at NesGTO, Instagram and Twitter. Adrian?
All right, you can find me at Black Man Jones on Instagram. Just my government name, Adrian Rowan, on Facebook. Also, you can follow us at Old School Boxing Club 2020 as well to follow any boxing news. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Peace.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.